Welcome to Healing Hearts Ministries, where Pastor Tapper gives you biblical solutions for today's problems. Healing Hearts is brought to you by the New Covenant Church of God, located at 10428 Astoria Boulevard in East Elmhurst, Queens, New York. You are welcome to join us every Sunday morning at 11 a.m. for Word and Worship, or go to our website at healingheartsnyc.org. Now, let us join Pastor Tapper as he shares with us the living Word of God.
Welcome this Sunday morning to Healing Hearts Ministries. May God bless you. Today, I have a special Word of God just for you. In the book of Ruth, chapter 4, verse 13 through 15, we find these words. So Boaz took Ruth, and she became his wife. And when he went into her, the Lord gave her conception, and she bore a son. Then the women said to Naomi, "Blessed be the Lord, who has not left you this day without a close relative, and may his name be famous in Israel, and may he be to you a restorer of life and a nourisher of your old age. For your daughter-in-law, who loves you, who is better to you than seven sons, has borne him." The first part of this book is about seeking favor and grace. The second part of this book is about redemption and restoration. The book of Ruth is about the Lord putting our lives back together again, even after our will and our way has broken it to pieces. Ruth, the Moabitess, was lost, and the likelihood of her living free seemed very doubtful. Two times, God called the country she came from a washpot or a scrub bucket. In Psalm 60 and verse 8, the Bible says, "Moab is my washpot. Over Eden I will cast my shoe. Shout in triumph because of me." Nothing good was ever to come out of that dirty bucket called Moab. Her mother-in-law, Naomi, had given up all faith and had become bitter in life in her experiences from Moab. But in returning to Bethlehem, Ruth had pleaded with Naomi to let her go gleaning in the fields of people nearby. In other words, the word gleaning means to let her go and see if she can find any leftovers in the fields of the people or the farms of the people who live nearby. It was dangerous for this foreign girl called Ruth from the land of Moab to be out. But she said, just maybe I may find grace or favor in someone's eyes. What she found was a field or farm owned by a man by the name of Boaz. Boaz just happened to be a relative of her late husband. And on the face of it, this book looks like a narrative of a down-and-out girl finding the love of her life, getting married, and living happily ever after. But this is not just about Ruth, Naomi, and Boaz. God placed this narrative in the Bible to show you and I how he saves us. Every one of our lives in some way is like the book of Ruth. Every one of us has experienced a famine in some part or some way in our lives. It may be a famine of emotion. It may have been a spiritual famine. It may have been a famine of a relationship. It may have been a famine of hard times or finances. Most of us have experienced the feelings of, why should I just keep on trying? Why not just give up? Why not just check out? Why not just say, I've had enough, Lord, just take me? Like Ruth, most of us have experienced rejection from the one or the ones we had placed our trust in. Or sometimes we're given conflicting instructions from someone that you think should know better or should know the way. Or you've been told you can't get there from here. Or perhaps someone has told you you've bitten off more than you can chew. In other words, sometimes we place our trust in individuals or people